Testing. Blah, 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 blah. Ready, set, go.
It's time for the Coach Amy and Coach Liz Show,
a podcast for endurance athletes by two athletes, two coaches, and a physical therapist.
We are your hosts, Coach Amy
and Coach Liz,
coming to you from
Kansas City.
Hello, friends. We're back again for another episode. This episode is going to be the best kept warm-up secret for running. You all actually know the answer, but we're going to reveal it today, just in case you don't. But before we talk about that, have you seen Inside Out?
No, it's been on my... I took a writing class with the guy who helped helped Hollywood develop those characters, though.
So, was he a psychologist?
Oh, yeah, or... he was the IFS, which okay. So
Inside Out 2 has... I guess it's a woman that they consulted mm-hmm. with this for Inside Out 2.
Well, they also...
Probably consulted him.
They did.
So, okay.
He's one of the founders.
Okay. So, it is amazing. Both of those movies are... I love them because it's a visualization of our personality type and all of the stuff going on inside of our head. It's what's inside our head. And you know how I don't like these arbitrary psych terms that are all so wishy-washy in my mind. I feel like they're wishy-washy. And so to have a visualization of it is awesome. And Inside Out 2 introduces several new characters, but one of them is Anxiety. Yeah. And I love her. They did such a good job with Anxiety. And I think, oh my God, to be a kid growing up today and being able to see those two movies is huge, because it opens up for a conversation, but it also is in a way that kids can understand and see. And that brings me to the type of work that you've been reading about, which gives names to our things in our mind. So yeah, we talked about this before, because you have an upcoming seminar that you're going to hold that I'm going to, and I'm dragging a dear patient of mine too, who I know is going to benefit from it. And as of now, you have maybe a spot or two left, mm-hmm. possibly, if there's anybody that wants to attend. But do you want to really quick want to give us a plug and a little more information about it?
Well, I'm gonna back up for a second, because movie, so the type of therapy that I've been really interested in is called internal family systems.
There it is.
And that's the idea that everybody has, like, that we have it. It has nothing to do with our, like, family of origin. It's just, like, the family of people that we have living in our heads.
Yes.
And giving names and all of that kind of stuff. And that movie is based on internal family systems.
I knew it. Okay. Yeah. Because you had, I couldn't remember the name internal yeah. family systems, but when I was watching it, this Inside Out 2, I just yeah. went to that last weekend, and you had already told me about that. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so in line with what Liz was yes. talking about.
Yes.
And, but actually visually, you know, in a cartoon, in a very well-made
yes.
movie. And yes, yes. So, and so
they,
I made
they
that
consulted
connection.
With the founders, the Dick Schwartz and Frank Anderson, are, you know, some of the top. Dick Schwartz is the guy who founded IFS, and in, you know, Frank works very, very closely with him. And in this writing class that I took, that, like, I mean, Frank was leading this class. It was so interesting. It was about writing amazing. From the perspective of your parts, and so getting to know them, and like how you kind of, they had another author on there and kind of leading through, which was really interesting. And in that class, he was talking about how they consulted with this movie, and that this movie is really like the ability to watch that, like they put this type of therapy on screen, and like you're naming all of the stuff and working with those emotions. Like they're like the people, and they it's
oh
right. It's really amazing stuff.
Yeah. And it's not just for kids.
It is not. It is not for kids. I mean, it's very effective therapy, and that's why. So we're bringing in an IFS therapist to do sports psychology with our athletes in a couple weeks, and so it's really interesting.
It's on August 10th. August 10th. I keep wanting to say the wrong date. I'm not going to say it here. It's on my paper calendar. Yeah. I will be there, and I'm super excited about it. And then I'm going to start doing a little project for myself to start writing from my voices.
Yeah.
Actually figuring out what my voices are.
That's the first step. Like you map your head.
Okay. Ooh, really cool. That's going to be interesting.
It is. It's really cool.
I might draw my little characters. Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about today's topic, which is the best run warm-up secret. Dun, da, da, da. it's walking. I mean, you've got all your dynamic mobilities and all of that that are specific to your needs, but everyone should be walking before their run as a warm-up. And I remember being told this many, 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 many moons ago and being like, what? Like, no. But now I do it religiously because, you know what? Guess what? I had to. with as I've aged and with multiple different variety of injuries. But I wish I would have done it earlier on in my running life because I believe that would have prevented a lot of the injuries and also promoted and had been given me some better success. Do you do walk warm up?
I do, and I have a lot of my athletes do it too.
Yeah. So everyone asks then, like, well, how long do I have to walk warm up? And I feel like you can find out, again, what works best for you and your body and kind of experiment around with it. I find that, like, 5 to 6 minutes for me is the minimum, and usually I can go. But there are days where I need more time with that walk warm up, and I take it. It's not like I'm doing 30 minutes. You know, it's not like I have to carve out way more time. It's just, walking is very related to running, and it's the best way to, you warm up the heart as well as the muscles and tendons and bones and everything.
I'll usually have, like, we'll do like a walk. So, like, you know, maybe they walk, whatever, 5 minutes. And then the next 5 minutes, like, we might do like 3 times 20 seconds run on 40 seconds walk, and then 3 times 30 seconds run on 30 seconds walk.
Oh, I
so
love
then
that.
It's like you sort of ease into the run, and it makes your body feel so much better.
Yes, it does. And then that goes to saying that a walk warm down is also awesome. That's the best way to cool down and recover.
Well, and you know what's so cool? When I was watching the Olympic trials for swimming, and they did an interview with one of the swimmers about, like, how they cool down. You know, you always hear about why, like, the cool down is really important, blah, blah, blah. But it was really interesting to hear. So they will get out and do their race, and then they will get into the warm down pool, and they'll swim a certain amount, and then they'll have their blood lactate tested, and they have to swim a warm down until the lactate in their blood has, like, reached a certain minimum, like a low level, so that they've flushed that. So they're gently moving until they've actually flushed all that junk out of their system. And that's how they measure their warm down. And I was like, I loved hearing that. Cause I'm like, it's so validating that the warm down is just really important.
Wow. And I wonder what the stats are on that. Like how long it takes.
I know.
Each individual athlete is probably different.
Depending on the workout. Well, and I think it would be so interesting to see, like, you know, if you have the sprinters with a lot of fast twitch muscles versus, like, Katie Ledecky, who's, like, probably long much distance. More slow twitch and how long it takes them. I mean, there's a whole thing. But my point is, it was really cool to hear how they manage their warm down. And
I love that. So you know, because I was thinking about this is, like, you know, if you're a cyclist, or you're even doing if you're run, bike, swim, if you're doing your bike workout, you don't just hop on there and start going at it. You have a little spin warm up, and it's so much easier to think about that on the bike.
Yeah.
But when you run, there is no, other than walking, there really isn't. You're going from zero to, even though you're not starting that run at a sprint, it's still a run, which is very different from biking and swimming in that, you know, it's 6 times your body weight on each
And you feel
leg.
It. You feel it if you don't
and
warm
you
up.
Feel, and you feel like crap, and you're like, wonder why it takes you 3 miles to warm up. And
literally.
It like, does not take 3 miles to warm up if you did that walk warm up first. But anyway, you guys, just play around with that. See how amazing that is going to feel and how much better you're going to feel during the run and even after.
Yes. Like, you really will feel better.
Yep.
I feel like I am getting to an age. I hate the age card, but I'm like, literally, I'm like, it's no longer becoming a choice, and it's amazing how much it helps.
And you feel the dramatic difference. And when you're maybe younger, you don't really notice it as much, that difference, but it is so important. It's going to have an amazing impact. And so, start now. If I could go back to my past self, I think I could have prevented many overuse injuries by just warming up with a walk. So there you have it, guys. You have more homework.
Thanks so much for listening. And remember,
we are in this together. Until next time.